Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
Hello and welcome to the Laid Back Japanese podcast.
おはこんばんにちは、皆さん。おはこんばんにちは。
Welcome, ah, なるほど. I like it.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Today we are doing a send-off episode for Tai-san.
Hi, so this.
We are in the works of doing things with LBJP and doing new things with it.
Mm-hmm. So this episode is basically a wrap-up or like kind of a send-off, right? We'll just be going over kind of everything that we did together, and then that's in preparation for a lot of, I think, really cool changes, right?
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things in the works mm-hmm. with LBJP, and I hope you guys are excited about it. We won't be sharing too much detail about it, but I'm pretty excited about it, and I hope when it comes out that we can deliver it to our audience.
よろしくお願いします。 So, Chie, what were your favorite episodes, or what was your favorite part about recording all of these?
You know me. I like onomatopoeias.
Detta.
Onomatopoeが大好きなので, all of those episodes were really fun to record. For some reason, I enjoyed the cooking recipe one a lot. Do you remember that one?
The jaga nanchara kanchara?
Nikujaga one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was really fun. I liked that one. That was before I started cooking.
Mm.
Oh, I should listen to that episode and try to make something.
You should make nikujaga out of it. Wait, don't follow the recipe. I think there was a disclaimer in there that said specifically, do not follow this.
It was too barabara. Mm. So we just kind of,
we forgot some steps, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I should try to make it and just upload a picture of like the step for step and see how it goes out.
Oh, man.
If it's from the podcast.
That'd be pretty funny.
Won't be good. Yeah, I really liked the onomatope episodes and the cooking episode as well.
最近なんか作った?
最近自分の料理?
Yeah, have you made anything recently?
うん、いっぱい作ってる。 I've made, I don't remember what it's called in Japanese. It might be the same thing. Gunpao chicken or something like that. Gunpao chicken or something.
Mm.
So I found it in like a kantan jisui bento recipe no hon.
Mm.
And I've modified the recipe to be even lazier.
What?
And I make it all the time now. Yeah, it's great.
何変えたの? What did you change?
They said to like add cornstarch and stuff, but I don't care about the consistency of the sauce. I just care about the flavor.
ちょっと待った。何?大丈夫。最近何か作ってる? I'm actually dishes duty, and then Caleb cooks. いいでしょ?美味しい。 Caleb is the cook in the house because he is very good at cooking. Sometimes I do help out with, you know, chopping things up or storing things here and there. But I usually work until dinner and then I do the dishes after. But 昨日は egg noodle tofu curry だったよ. Pasta.
美味しそう.
It was really good.
Yeah.
あと like a lentils. なんだ? Lentils. Curry 多いな. Koshu curry 多い.
Yeah, curry 美味しいもんね.
とか salmon. We had a salmon fillet with rice and lemon. めちゃくちゃ美味しい.
Yeah. I want to start cooking more fish because it's healthier than like butabara or something.
We're trying to do kind of like a really well-rounded balance of some vegan recipes and a lot more fish and a little bit less of just meat.
Yeah. Americans, we eat a lot of meat in general. Yeah, I want to start cooking a few more vegan things, I think, too. But I haven't put in the mental effort required to do that yet. So.
難しいよ、変えるの.
難しいね.
It's hard to change things sometimes.
Yeah. You have this, like, norm that you're in. And then it's comfortable, so you just stick with it. And you have to just put in that effort and change it. Yeah. 難しいね.
難しいね. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes it's really fun. Sometimes it's 難しい.
Mm.
Sometimes it's both.
Sometimes it is both. like starting a habit for learning Japanese.
Yeah, right? For me, that was super fun. I don't know if I would say it's difficult.
Did though. You go from not doing anything to just starting a habit? How did that
yeah,
work?
Yeah, I did. Hey. Yeah. So I read Nico's guide and he really inspired me to... I just got this confidence boost from Nico and I knew I could do it. So I just started studying an hour every day, basically from the start. As soon as I started studying, it was an hour every day.
Mm.
It was really fun. It was really fun. But I also had a lot of free time then, which means that was an easy... An hour a day wasn't a big commitment for me then.
What was your favorite podcast episode so far?
Obviously, I do have to say the onomatope were really fun episodes and I love them. And it's really great because after having... We've made so many of them and just all throughout our episodes, we're always sprinkling them in. And recently, onomatope are coming to my mind as I see things. It's really cool.
Things look like they sound. Wink, wink.
Yeah, they look like... there was... I think I was watching Kimetsu no Yaiba and there was like a small... Maybe it was Kimetsu no Yaiba. I don't know. There was some anime and there was like a small kid like yochi yochiing. And like as they were like kind of like kid walking, like kind of waddling almost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really unsteady walking. And I saw that and like in my brain, it was just like yochi yochi. And I'm like, oh, where did that come from?
It looks like a yochi yochi.
Yeah. So that was fun. That was fun. That's to experience. Beautiful. So I really love those.
Yeah.
And then I also have to say that something that has, I think, positively affected my Japanese the most is the episode. The title is The Real Differences of Japanese Male and Female Speech. That one has affected my Japanese a lot, I think.
Oh.
And that was a recent episode, too. Because like I knew there was intonation differences, but I didn't know exactly what they were. So now that I'm constantly thinking about that, I feel like my Japanese is a lot more natural for a male because all of my language partners have been female. So I picked up a lot of the kind of going up intonation.
Atoa, the R sound episode was fun. The Japanese pronunciation, the R sound, pitch accent, and common mistakes.
Yeah, those are fun.
The can you say it? The R-gyo of Japanese.
Dariru de ro.
Oh, josu.
Ooh, I've practiced a lot.
Yeah.
Arigatou gozaimasu. I remember in that episode, I think, I don't know if it's in the episode, but at one point during the recording of that episode, you taught me how like the pitch, dariru de ro, it like goes down after the dariru.
Dariru de ro.
And I had no idea. Dariru de ro.
So. Every single one is like the ayueo kakikukeko sashisuzuzo.
Yeah. Benkyou ni naru.
Wait. Can you say the other way? Can you say Akasata na hamayara wa? Do you know that way? Can you go sideways?
Yeah, hajimete kiita. Nani sore?
So you know it's ayueo kakikukeko sashisuzuzo, right? Can you go sideways?
Let me look at my keyboard on my phone because it does it in that order.
Eh, so nano?
Yeah. All the keyboards, they all have it in the order.
So. Sore.
For reference, the 9 key for people listening. So, Akasata na hamayara wa.
So. All the ah sound.
Yeah. Okay. I would need to practice that for sure. Can you do the E one?
Ikishichi ni... Ikishichi ni...
Ikishichi ni...
Himiri. Yeah.
Ni...
Iri. You have to insert E's on the dot. Yeah, you use himiri.
Oh, you insert the E?
Yeah, himiri. It's easier to say.
Oh, I see.
Ukusutsu ne humu yuru.
Sounds so funny. It's like you're chanting some sort of like tribal spell or something. Like some voodoo magic coming up.
And then there's, I don't know why we're going on this tangent, but there's iroha ni hoheto. That's another way to say that ayuels.
Oh, that one I know. There's some poem called Iroha that
there is.
Has every single kana in the Japanese writing system, speaking system, used once, right?
Yep. It's kind of like the fox jumped over something rather. It's like that, but in ayueo version.
Avoid denai.
The English version. Yeah.
So that's really cool. It's a poem. Iroha. If you want to look it up, you should. I think it's on Wikipedia. You could see the whole poem.
Chotto matte. Out of the onomatopoeia ones, though, my favorite thing probably in this world is hua hua things.
That one was a good one too.
We listed out a lot of ふわふわ things and not so ふわふわ things.
あのエピソードめっちゃふわふわだったね。
めっちゃふわふわだったね。
It's like riding on a ふわふわ cloud. ふわふわな雲。
Quick, spot something in your room that's ふわふわ。
この毛布。
お、私も毛布。
それが僕の毛布だよ。
そうそう、ごめんなさい。
僕の毛布だった。他のやつある？
あるかな？下のカーペットとか？
あ、そうだね。
うん。ぬいぐるみ？
ないかな。
あ、
あ、ぬいぐるみ。
クマモン。クマモンふわふわ。見えるかな？
お。
ほら、足。
あ、見える。あ、そうだった。色違いのセレビのぬいぐるみあるよ。それもふわふわ。
え、でかっ。え、なに？
でかいね。
え、色違い？ What do you mean? Do you have two?
色違い？ It's a shiny Pokemon.And Pokemon, there's like a really rare chance of the Pokemon being a different color. So that's shiny Pokemon. In Japanese, we call it irochigai, which is just different color Pokemon.
I thought that you were going to present two irochigai Celebis, like the yellow one and another one. Oh.
No. Or the green one is the normal. This one's pink, yeah.
I don't know Pokemon lingo enough.
Ma? People who are interested in Pokemon lingo. There you go.
Celebi. I think Celebi was one of my favorite...If not my most favorite movie introduced Pokemon. Celebi and Suicune. Suicune だったかな? It's the same movie, maybe. Yeah.
I think it was different movies. Because Suicune was like, maybe like the movie like 2000 or whatever.
全然知らない。Celebi was a good movie, though.
It was, yeah. I loved it. Celebi also had Latios and Latias in there, right?
Ah, いたいたいた。
That was the same movie?
うん。
I have that on DVD. Yo, I watched that so many times when I was a kid.
I think I saw it on cable or something. It was on and I was like, oh, Pokemon movie. Oh, 面白いね。Then I kept watching it.
面白い。わかる。The Suicune one, I don't remember quite as well. I remember there was one Entei one.Sure. And it was like all the unknown and everything. Oh, that one was... I grew up on that one, Chia.
すいません。
Yeah, yeah.
あ、ちょっと待って。この前話した。We talked about ice. And we gave you an assignment to go seek out ガリガリ君. How was it? Did you try it?
うん、食べてみたよ。
お?
普通。
普通?
普通だった。
感想が普通か。Describe to the world what Garigari-kun experiencing Garigari-kun was like.
It's like a popsicle. So ice, it's ice cream. But it's like a popsicle that is like designed to be chewed. So the texture, it falls apart easier even when it's fully frozen. So you can bite it and then it just makes this very intense chewing sound, which is gari, 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 gari.
え、外側だけがガリガリじゃない?中は is normal popsicle, I thought. I thought there was two layers. No?
いやもう何ヶ月前食べたからあんま覚えてないかも。
It's non-impactful thing to eat.
いやごめんなさい。
え、did you get a 当たり?
An 当たり?
In Japan, if you get a popsicle out of one of those individual ice cream vending things, there are certain brands that have 当たり written on the...center part, the bowl.
Oh yeah, the stick, popsicle stick.
And you can get another one for free.
Oh, I don't think I had one.
Oh man. No. There's things like that sneakily hidden in random things. Like, I think there was a, one of the okashis has a star in one in, I don't know how many. But if you get the star, you can take it in and you can get a free another one of the chips or something like that.面白い。
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. If you're a kid and you just get a free thing. Whatever. I know there's similar things like in Japan with the... Sometimes if I go to the konbini and I buy like this smoothie, it's got the little sticker and like, you can collect points. But I've never really participated in it. I've gathered the stickers, but I've never actually submitted any.
Oh,
I think you get free stuff with that.
I collected... Okay, so I think it was 2019... No, 2018 maybe in the winter. Caleb and I came to Japan the second time or something for the winter vacation. And we were living off of konbini food because why not? I mean, it tastes really good. But I think the Seven was having a those sticker things on all the breakfast breads. And by the time we left, this was our goal, was to collect enough points in stickers to get the Kitty-chan osaras that they had. And so we turned it in for the prize and we got two. One was Kitty-chan, one was like My Middle-chan or something like that. It was a set of osaras. I was so excited because I really like plates.
Do I have those?
No, actually, yes. I think you might have it. We have the Pokemon ones, I think we kept.
Yeah, because I have some sort of Kitty-chan something.
Agetane, tashika. Yeah. When we moved from Japan, Tai got a lot of our things in.
Yeah, I got a lot of your stuff. Yeah.
Have you switched to using ore?
I have not. No, I still use boku. I don't know. I feel more boku than ore.
Sure.
You know? I feel stronger with the boku.
So ne.
Uchi wa mada watashi tsukatte iru?
Uchi kana.
Uchi?
Uchi. Uchi wa... Yeah, demo watashi wa tsukau na. Atashi toka watashi.
I feel like sometimes on the podcast, you say more watashi. Because we try to not speak in super strong accents, both of us. All right, so that wraps it up for this episode. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And if you haven't heard those episodes, you can go check them out. I recommend it. They're our favorites, so hopefully you would find a lot of important or helpful Japanese and whatnot from them. But before we go, let us know what your favorite episodes were of this kind of chunk of laid-back Japanese before we start the new thing. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what your favorite episodes and why. Why? Maybe what was your favorite language from the episode too?
お待ちしております. I'm looking forward to seeing them.
Hai, お待ちしております. Yeah, I am too. It was a very fun time on the podcast. So thank you, Chie.
ありがとうございます。
では、今日の質問です。最近一番好きな日本語勉強方法は何ですか？
カンドラを見ることです。カンドラで日本語の字幕を読むことです。
カンドラ何？
え、カンドラ最近はね、What did I watch? We watched 海町チャチャチャ。We watched Startup. Okay, wait. Slightly short story. We watched Startup first. And we really liked this one person that was in Startup. Kandora ne. And so we're like, okay, what else is he in? So then we found Uimachi Cha-Cha-Cha. It's the same person that's in it. So we watched
okay,
that.
So these are like TV shows.
So Kandora, Kandora. Is it...
Kandora wa kan nai yo.
Eh? Korean drama. Kankoku drama.
Ah.
Kandora.
Oh, K-drama.
So yo.
Naruhodo. Kandora ama minai kara.
Oh.
It sounded like you were saying like Kanmuri Dragon no ryaku to ka. Kandora?
Nani sore?
Nano Dragon?
Nani ne?
Datte,
I like
datte,
that.
There's a game. That's where my brain goes. Oh, there's a game. Nan dakke? Jacob plays it like Pazudora or something like that. I don't remember. But it's like Puzzle Dragon and just Pazudora or something. Niteru na. Yeah. So that's where my brain went. Ah, Kandora, Kankoku drama. Okay. Jibun wa game da ne.
Game da ne. Saikin nanka atarashii no hajimeta?
Arceus. Mecha tanoshii yo. Daisuki. Pokemon Arceus. 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 It's basically Pokemon with like a little bit of Breath of the Wild in it. And it's amazing. And you should play it. Osusume suru. Zettai shita hou ga ii yo.
Switchi?
Switchi. Yeah. It's so good.
Dewa minasan. これからもよろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/lbjp to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.